Ladies and gentlemen of Mini Football around the world, I'm here with Miguel Moron. He is the Australian Mini Football Federation President, and I'm the Vice President. I'm Brian Rayburn. Miguel is also the Vice President of the World Mini Football Federation. Just a bit of an update. It's been a long while since we've been doing anything, really, in the podcast series, and it's time to pick up the pace because there's a lot of good things coming this year. But, Miguel, let's start with you, mate. What's been happening? Well, what is happening? What has been happening with mini football around the world? You know, there's been a lot of good stuff happening, so let us know.
Yeah, well, look, there's been a lot of changes and a lot of new things happening, new federations from different parts of the world joining us, and that's an amazing step and amazing news, obviously, for everyone that loves mini football and that is involved, and whoever is not involved as well. So, yeah, and also, you know, good things happening, can't complain. We have also been speaking to the president of Switzerland mini football, Mr. Luca Greco, that, yeah, he's been trying to finalize the days to come and play an international friendly against Australia here in Australia in the month of March. So we're pretty excited about that, and obviously it's good for the development of our players for the World Cup coming this coming year in October. So
yeah, well, that's it. We've got the WMF World Cup coming over here to Australia in October, so it's very exciting times. We've been doing a lot of hard work in the back end. The president of the World Mini Football Federation, Philip Judah, came out to Australia just recently to see how we're all going, and I think he was very, very happy with the way we've been moving forward with accommodation, grounds, councils, tourism, etc. So it's an exciting time, and you know, we know that the event's going to be huge.
Absolutely, Brian. We are very excited. I've been speaking also to our good friend, Bruce Buffer. So Bruce Buffer is going to join us in one of our podcasts in the probably by the end of the month. We just have to finalize the date. And yeah, he knows everything about mini football. And, you know, we always talk on the phone and interchange things about MMA and the UFC and all these mini football things. So pretty excited about having him as a guest in the show. That would be fantastic, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's Bruce Buffer.
It is Bruce Buffer.
We're super excited for this event. We've been it's been in the planning for some time, and we know Bruce Buffer is a very, very busy man. So just for him to give us that few seconds, few minutes, or even an hour on a podcast for us is great. I mean, he's been to Australia several times to announce the UFC. So he'll give his perspective, I'm sure, on the Australian people and the Australian way. We'll be asking questions on the UFC, mini football, just a whole bunch of stuff. So it's going to be a freestyle session. So super excited about that.
Absolutely. Me too. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to start heading up to, I'm trying to get on the show with Marcelo Gonçalves. He used to play for Brazil in the World Cup of, you know, like, all the that big great teams of the 1990s, when you had Ronaldo and you had Ronaldinho and you have Cafu and you have Tafarel and you have Roberto Carlos and all these great players.
Like the boss.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah, look, many things, many surprises this year. Very, very excited about the upcoming World Cup and upcoming partnerships that we're having and sponsorships. So yeah, looking forward to it, everyone. So I hope you guys are as excited as we are.
I'm super excited. There's loads of good stuff happening. So there's lots of good stuff happening with mini football in WA, in Australia. And yeah, with the World Cup coming this year, there's a lot of hard work coming forward, and a lot of partners are now starting to show themselves. I mean, we're speaking with Foxtel regarding some streaming opportunities, Channel 9, and just finalising those deals. And if they don't get finalised in the near future, our chairman, Mr. Indy Carbra, is going to step up the pace and take it to the next level, which is offer it to the other channels, correct?
Correct.
And we're also speaking with, I don't know if you guys have been sleeping underneath a rock or anything like that, but there's this group called the Perform Group, who own Gold.com. who look seem like they want to partner with us, and they have another streaming site that is global, or almost global, but it's called Dazn. They've been doing some good stuff with some boxing matches. They did the last Canelo fight, which put them as the number one app in the world, above Snapchat, YouTube, Facebook,
the next level.
Alibaba. So they're some of the good opportunities that are coming our way. And you know, people popping up out of here, left, right, and center, you know, to offer us their services, etc. You know, there's opportunities with apparel suppliers that are putting some good offers forward for the Australian national mini football team. And yeah, there's what else is going on, Cameron?
Well, we're gonna have the draw of the World Cup in June this year in the Crown Casino. So, guys, be ready, it's going to be televised. And also, you know, if you guys want to assist live into this event, please hit us up and we might be able to send you a VIP invitation to come and join us into the event.
So yeah, but a lot of good stuff's also been happening around the traveling parties that will be coming to Australia, not just the teams and the team members, but there's also been a lot of interest from, you know, family and friends. We've been getting contacts direct, you know, from people from Romania, Great Britain, you know, even Croatia. There's a whole
Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Mexico, Chile, yeah. Everyone.
How do we get in? What do we need to do for visas? So we pass them on to our migration agent, Mark Welsh, and who can look after you guys and answer some simple questions and stuff like that, so you guys can enter Australia a lot easier. We're speaking with people like Sea Links about getting people across to Rottnest Island. You know, there's the Swan Valley tours that we're going to be doing. So there's a lot of good things for the traveling families and friends. And if they want to move on elsewhere after that within Western Australia or Australia, we're more than happy to assist, because our we'll be getting a new partner on board in relation to travel. So there's just too much happening from where we sit. It's the new year, the whip is now cracked and it's game on. So extremely excited for those teams that have actually qualified for the World Cup, and what's coming in the next
Ten months. That's it.
If there's anyone out there that's in the mini football family that we call it that wants to be on a podcast, because I'd like to be doing a podcast every other week, you know, just to let people know the updates of what's been happening, drop us a line, you know, whether it be on our Facebook or Instagram account, ozminifootball.com, or ozminifootball, sorry, or just, you know, post a comment on one of these podcasts, and you know, we'll call you across the world. We'll schedule a time and make sure that that you can promote, whether it be our friends from the USA, our friends from the Czech Republic, our friends from Romania, our friends from Croatia, Serbia, Montenegro, where else? Great Britain, did I say?
Everyone, Italy, France.
That's it. And we're looking. There's a couple of good opportunities for us where in good stages with some ambassadors for the World Cup of mini football, the Mini Football World Cup. So there's some good things coming in the next months. I reckon that's about it, right? Wayne?
That's about it, guys. We also probably will have an interview with our good friend Andy Keogh that we've been sponsoring at the Perth Glory.
Boom.
And you know, I saw him the other day. He's looking super sharp. Same as the whole team of Perth Glory. We want to congratulate them in the great top of the league. And, you know, all the best to our good friends, Tony Sation, Tony Pignata, you know, Mr. Popovich.
Yeah, Nick Barbato as well.
And Nick Barbato. We want to thank Perth Glory for all the support and all the help that they've been providing. So
You know, that's all that extra assistance that we require, you know. You know, we've been asking from the federations like Football West and Football Australia, but with no help there. So hopefully, you know, it's good to know that the local team in the A-League is getting behind what is a good thing for football within Australia. So thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, that's me signing off. I'm Brian Rabin. I'm the Vice President of the Australian Mini Football Federation.
And I'm Miguel Marón, the President of the Australian Mini Football Federation.
And we'll speak to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.